You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, my friend Jim Fiebig, who is a jewelry expert, businessman, global sales director of Zoltanite Gems and World Traveler. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Cheryl. Good to hear from you again. How's everything up there?
It's going all right. Where are you this day? I always feel like when I call you, it's kind of a Where's Waldo game.
Today I'm having an extended drive back from Wilmington. There was a crash in Hampstead way up ahead, and I could see headlights for miles and miles. And so I turned around and opted to head in alternate direction. So it's been a little frustrating, especially because I just stopped here in Onslow County, the home of our heroes at Camp Lejeune, and asked a fellow along the side of the road. I said, "Hey, how do you get to Jacksonville?" And he thought for a minute, and he said, "My brother usually takes me."
I didn't know you were doing stand-up too, Jim.
Well, I'm sitting down in the car right now. But
isn't that really? My brother usually takes me, so he didn't know the way?
Yeah, a little slice of life here in North Carolina. It was a joke, Cheryl.
I got that. I got that loud and clear, except I've met those folks. Absolutely. I've met those folks. One of the things you and I were talking for a little bit yesterday, and as I said, World Traveler for business as well as just adventure. But we were talking a little bit about Michigan yesterday, and you had a family jewelry store in Jonesville, Michigan, then extended that to a very successful jewelry store in Sturgis, Michigan. You then moved to North Carolina to be closer to some family, and it kind of gave you a interesting perspective about the state of Michigan and some of its trials and tribulations and a lot of the good things about the state as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I moved 5 years ago, so it wasn't really out of economic necessity. It was because I was traveling a lot and my wife could be near her family. Her two sisters worked in food service at Camp Lejeune down here at the Marine Corps base. And so that's why we moved and sold our store, which is still running. Fiebig Jewelers in Sturgis, still up and running, probably the only jewelry store ever in the last 20 years to be sold as an up-and-running business and continuing to thrive. And you know, it used to bother me when I was there because, you know, I was a downtown development guy and all that for a while, and people would you'd get these letters to the editor after every summer of class reunions saying, "Oh, you know, Sturgis isn't like it used to be. We miss the five and dime. We miss the, you know," I mean, all the stuff from their youth. And it used to make you so depressed because you worked so hard in making your downtown better, you know. And what's ironic is ever since I've left downtown Sturgis on my subsequent visits back there, I think it's better than ever. It's a beautiful downtown. It's thriving. It's a lovely place to walk and shop. And, you know, I think that Michigan, I don't know whether you're trying to lower your unemployment through attrition with people just leaving the state, but, you know, they need to know that you know, sometimes, like Irma Bombeck says, when the grass is greener, it's over the septic tank. And you know, I'm down here in North Carolina where I pay almost twice my income tax, my state income tax you pay in Michigan. I'm paying three times what I paid to Blue Cross, and I have in my deductible tripled. Oof. And, you know, I mean, there's lots of benefits to living in Michigan, and I think people have kind of forgotten what a great place it is, and not just to be from, but what a great place it is to live and do business.
Well, and when we had a little bit of time to talk yesterday, you talked about a couple of things. You talked about the work ethic of the state of Michigan. You talked about influences outside the state that Michigan has on other places as well.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, moving down here doing things around the house and getting things set up and so forth, I had to get used to a whole new level of mediocrity and service. I love it down here. Don't get me wrong. North Carolina and the people are wonderful. I mean, it's ma'am and please, and it's a wonderful, pleasant place to be. But they move at their own pace down here. And no one that I've encountered here could have worked in my jewelry store. And I can tell you that the people that we used, in that all my friends, all of the service people I used in every aspect of my life in Michigan, the work ethic, the quality, the attention to detail was no comparison to what it is here. I mean, or in many places. I get to now travel all over the U.S., and I've got to tell you, I'm amazed at how well we did it. up there in Michigan and how not so well the rest of the country is doing. There's, you know, mediocrity, I think, is what's leading us down the wrong path here in America today. And in Michigan, I just never had that sense. It was the state where education was stressed as excellence. I know it isn't always achieved, but, you know, there was a huge difference. The other thing is, you know, a lot of people think when you travel over the world, you know, we've only got, what, 8 or 10% of the population. And so I spend a lot of time outside the U.S. in developing nations. And you think, well, what kind of music do they listen to? And while a lot of them have active music scenes of their own, I got to tell you, the one music, the only music that is universally acknowledged all over this planet as good time music is Motown.
It's amazing.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, you think maybe it would be Elvis or the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or, you know, if another generation, who knows who. But, you know, I'm telling you, the music of Motown is more timeless and more pervasive than any genre I have ever encountered, and I kind of into music, you know. And so I was just amazed at that. I mean, I've been in cabs in Madagascar where they slap in a Four Tops CD, you know. So I'm telling you, there's so much to know, you know, that's come from Michigan. It's such an incredible place to have lived. And if things would have worked out differently, to continue to live.
Well, and I did not add to your pedigree, of course. You said you're kind of into music. No, you're a very accomplished musician. Gosh, Jim, you know, we're going to have to go here pretty quick, but let me be the first to invite you back. You're our biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, you know, it's true. People say that. Plus, you know, like, listen, when you're from Michigan, you've always got a map, you know? Hold that hand out. Show everybody where you're from, you know.
That is
but,
true.
But seriously, Cheryl, people need to remember up there, you know. I mean, and plus, after a forest fire, you know, all the other trees get stronger. We know that.
Yeah.
Michigan's here to stay, you know. It's going to have some bumps because, hey, we made it big and that we're at the top of the pile. Where else do you have to go, you know? It's going to achieve equilibrium, and I think it's going to be the most important state in America again. And it's going to happen in our lifetime.
Well, welcome back. I mean, come back. Let me know when you do come back. I'd like to get together with you and your family once again.
Yeah, it's too darn cold, though, most of the time. I've decided I like the South now.
Okay, I've got it. Okay, I guess we'll have to make a trip there. Thank you so much, Jim. Drive careful the rest of the way home.
All right, Cheryl, you take care and best to everybody up there.
Thank you so much. Jim Fiebig, my friend, jewelry expert, businessman, and accomplished musician and cheerleader for Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.